It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Hello, Fairbanks, and welcome to our KFAR Radio Saturday program, Fairbanks Foodies. On Fairbanks Foodies, we go over recipes you can try, restaurants to visit, beverages to create, wonderful events that are happening in Fairbanks, food to share with your family and your friends. Basically, we look at all types of food concepts for you to try, enjoy, and experience. That's what we do. That's why KFAR Radio is so good. Fairbanks Foodies is your original Saturday local production show, your OG in the local radio Saturday entertainment lineup that we bring you every Saturday. The lineup on Saturdays has grown and expanded, and we got Craig Campo back from Mexico. You just heard him. My junior varsity introduction boy is back. Yeah, Craig. But we have a fantastic lineup for you, including Craig. On Saturday, KFAR Radio shows, there is something different for everyone on these shows for you to enjoy. So, let's get on with our food show. Last week, our weather finally got to the point where it was bearable. As Craig pointed out to me, the day he left after Thanksgiving to the day he got back with the cold snap being done, for about basically 50 days, the average temperature was minus 29 below. But we weathered through it. And last week, it got bearable, so I said to you, I was going to go out and dig out my gas grill and cook something. But what would it be? Well, I've done it a few times. After digging it out, I had to disconnect a propane tank in the unit, brought it into the house, let it thaw. After about 2 hours, brought it back outside, I'd say about 12 above, connected the propane and tried to start it. The electric ignition worked perfectly and it fired right up. Well, so what did I do? Houston, we have liftoff. I cooked chicken thighs for Emily and myself. Before I put them on, I got the grill to thaw out, so to speak. Full blast for about 30 minutes. But then, when I put the chicken on, I did not turn down the temperature. So it was a good 700 degrees in there, I'd say. Just guesstimating. I put 3 chicken breasts, spiced with salt, pepper, granulated garlic, onion powder, and of course some sweet Hungarian paprika. And I place them on the top rack, and I just let it blast for 25 minutes with the grill covered shut. They came out perfect, moist, crisp skin. Emily loved them, as did I. None burnt, crisp, medium spice skin with moist meat. Oh, yeah. When I do something so well on the grill, on the barbecue, I say to Emily, "Who am I?" And she responds, "To help my ego, even though it can be crushed at a moment's notice by her, you are the grill god." Oh, yes. Of course, I have to continually prove this to her when I use my cooking toys on the deck. Keeping her spoiled with good foods keeps my cooking up to the top shelf quality. That was Friday night. Then there's Saturday night. Okay. No more junior varsity. No more wasting time. Let's go ribeye steak. Yeah. Now, I've always, in the, you know, between about 2000 and 2010, every Friday night in the summer, spring, summer, and fall, I was out on the deck of the Eagles, Fraternal Order of Eagles, 1037. They're on 200 First Avenue. Out on the deck grilling steaks, and I got a following, and I perfected a really good steak, be it a New York or a ribeye. And what I would do is my ingredients were Lee and Perrins, granulated garlic, black pepper, and Lowry's seasoned salt. That was it. But I'd start out by putting the Lee and Perrins on. Then I put the other spices on, let the steak rest before I started cooking it. This is what I did on Saturday night. Let the steak rest for a half hour, turned it over, did it all over again on the other side, let it rest for about a half hour, turn it back over on the top side, you know, on the first side, put Liam Perrins on it, and just a slight sprinkling of the garlic, granulated garlic. Got the grill going. I was only going to use, it was a big ribeye steak is what I was cooking for Emily and myself. So I wasn't going to use a whole grill. And I, you know, I had taken the propane tank out and put it into the house the night before after my chicken. Put it in, started it up, and got everything going on high. But then I turned off I got a four burner. I turned off the two side burners, and I just had the two middle racks going, so to speak, the two middle burners going. And what I like to do is form that perfect cross-section with a char. So I had them going. I turned those down to, instead of high, turned it down to medium because the steak grates were hot. Put the steak on, and you could just hear the sizzle. For 2.5 minutes, I seared them. Then I turned them 90 degrees at a different portion of the grill grate that was hot, untouched. Grilled them again for 2.5 minutes. Then I turned the steak over. I put a little bit of Liam Perrins on it, but I turned it to where it's, you know, vertical, 90 degrees vertical, or 180 degrees vertical, rather. And for 2.5 minutes, got a sear. Turned it for another 2.5 minutes. And got another sear, so I had the perfect checkerboard. But this was a really thick ribeye. I mean, this was, you know, this is Mondo. This is about a 2-incher. So I knew that it wasn't going to be the perfect medium rare that I liked. So I put it up on the top rack. And I let it sit up there for another 2.5 minutes. Pulled it out. Didn't put anything on it. Put it, you know, brought it in, had it on a cutting board, wood cutting board. Put a piece of aluminum foil over it, and I let it rest for 10 minutes, 8 to 10 minutes anyway. Then I cut it up, and I took a photo of it. It had no blood. It's perfect. It was a great, great medium rare. But you could see the juices from the Liam Perrins coming out when I cut it. That was still there. And, God, it was good. I cut it up into bite-sized chunks for Emily and myself, and that was our main course, and oh my God. So, if it's needed, now for the rest of the winter, you can grill out on your deck like I did. I got that fix out of my system. And I put on Facebook on that Friday night that I cooked it. The next day, I put a little Facebook photo with my grill with the tunnels, the trail, perfectly shoveled out, going to my grill, and I said, "Hello, my name is David. I haven't grilled in 40 days, or excuse me, 4 months rather. Didn't mean to get biblical there with Noah, for 4 months. And then after that, I said, that SHIT ended last night." I got about 150 likes, and a lot of people were texting me saying, "Did you save any for me?" And the answer was no. I did not. Greed is good when it comes to your first barbecue. And also, you have to look at it and say, am I going to be good at this or not? You know, did I get rusty? Well, Fairbanks, I did not get rusty. The grill god is back in session. So anyway, so hey. But now, there's a place I went to on this week that I want to tell you about. I went to the Mimi Asian Mart on 3rd Street in Grail, Suite 4. It's in the Gavora Mall, next to the new Allen Peterson store and the liquor store. And I must say I was impressed. Now, it's an Asian Mart, but I would classify 75% of the floor space is dedicated to food. Now, Asia is a very large region. I've been to one part of Asia, and that was Hong Kong. Long time ago, back when it was a British Crown colony. And they've got food choices that represent many portions of this world. Korea, China, Vietnam, Japan, Thailand, Philippines, and more. You know, it's like American cooking, is it? California, hamburger, is it Texas brisket? Is it North Carolina pulled pork? You know, just, but So you have to look at it that way. But I was impressed with the wide variety selection. I really hope you go there and enjoy this. Go there, just look at it. It's new. Price ranges were from $6 to $15, depending what you're doing. And that was for something that would feed 2 to 4 people. You know, and so the first section I went through was their frozen food section. They had noodles of all different types offer. I mean, all different regions. It was outstanding. I'm looking at this, being the Italian that I am, I'm going, oh my God, I can just come here, buy these things, microwave them or put them in some heated water, pull them out of the heated water, put their spice groupings on it, maybe add a few more things, and I have a great meal. I mean, these packages in their freezer section were extensive, and they really excited me. And again, I was impressed with their prices. $5 to $15. Udon noodles, baked sweetbreads, stuffed kimchi buns, Japanese-style noodles, different style dumplings such as gyoza, the pork, leek, and shrimp dumplings, the pork, shrimp, and scallop dumplings, pot stickers such as pork, chicken, seafood. Wide variety. You got to go there and try this. Then they provided different meats. Frozen thin. They're frozen. Frozen thin sliced pork belly, pork, beef, even mutton, sheep. If you want frog legs, one more time, third time's a charm. If you want frog legs, this is where you go. You can get frog legs there, really. Or you might want to try their sausages, their hot and spicy Thai sausage, different sausage types from different regions of Asia available there. They even have a fantastic frozen empanada section. I mean, I love empanadas. I go to the fair for the empanadas there. There's the empanada place on Airport Road. So if I buy these empanadas, all you got to do is make or buy at this section there because they have the sauce. Oh my God. I mean, this is David can be a marginally adaptable Asian cooking person by just reheating. But anyway. Yes. And you know, it's hard to find this. They had Cuban style pork tamales. Oh yeah. Then seafood items. Frozen food section such as crab cuttlefish, fish balls, octopus, squid, breaded oysters, frozen boiled baby clam meat, all different. Then they have different river, lake, and sea fish options. I mean, many. There are too many options even to go for me to start listing that the store had. I was just, the whole time I was going through the aisles, I was more and more quietly impressed. I'm going to be a repeat offender at this store. Just very impressed. And it was clean. The floor, new tile, the walls, the lighting. And I'm not done describing this yet. We're going to take a commercial break here in a moment. But I go up, you know, I bought some stuff and at the end of the show I'll tell you what I bought. But I go up to the counter to pay and there's a person in front of me. And the lady who's operating a cashier, there's two cashier stations, all of a sudden she gets on this little CB or whatever, you know, little radio thing, handheld. And she calls someone to get him up there to the store to check my food out. Very impressive. So I was done before this other lady was, but just that customer service was immediate and there. So anyway. The Mimi Asian Mart is very good. We're going to take a commercial break now, and we'll be back after these messages.
Looking for bold flavors, friendly faces, and a place that just feels right. Welcome to Humble Roots Beer Project, the newest craft brewery in Fairbanks. Located at 314 Wendell Avenue, mere steps from the heartbeat of downtown. From crisp lagers to hoppy IPAs and smooth stouts, there's a pour for every palate. Join us in our laid-back tap room. Grab a fresh crowler to go. Come see what's brewing at Humble Roots Beer Project. Stay stoked on local.
Bobby's Downtown is more than fine dining. It's a way of life. We welcome everyone and look forward to serving you. Whether you're in your Carhartts or your evening gown or tux. Yes, us. This is Rena from Bobby's Downtown. Come in and have an unforgettable dining experience. The Art Deco interior strikes a balance between casual and fine dining. Whether you're in the mood for pizza or prime rib, you'll find it at Bobby's Downtown. Open late Friday and Saturday nights, always non-smoking, on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Going through the Mimi Asian Mart on 3rd Street in Grail in the Gavora Mall. And again, this is a must-go to. They have a refrigerated section, too, with kimchi, miso, rice cake, a wide range of cold beverages from the Asian region, plus Coca-Cola, probably from Mexico, you know, bottled, nothing, not canned. They also have fresh food, fresh frozen Asian vegetables in the refrigerator. The store has a great freeze-dried soup section from all areas of Asia. You know, I was looking at that going, oh my goodness. I could buy something there, boil water, add this, and it'd be better than I could ever try. Also, I would not spend $30 on ingredients that I would, you know, just for that use at one time that would sit in my storage for 2 years. So I looked at this and saying, this makes it really easy for me to cook in Asian flavors. It really does. An Asian taste. The store also has a very extensive selection of Asian sauces and oils. I mean, just racks of it. Was there any part of racks of it you don't understand? I could spend a few years trying most of them out, really. And you know I love sauces. I mean, man. The Asian Mart also has a great dried pasta / noodle section. Very extensive. I mean, very extensive. Obviously, the most extensive in the interior for choices on something like this. Of course, you can go there and buy cans of Spam. Yes, there's cans of Spam sitting there. I've never bought Spam, but if I did, this is where I would buy my can of Spam. There's cooking, different cooking apparatuses. Again, 25% of this floor space is not food, cooking apparatuses, every type of slipper in the world that's cute, makeup, items, chips. My goodness. There were so many different types of chips, so many different types of beverages from Asia that were there. I mean, rows of it. So I bought some chips and a beverage to buy there. You know, I'm going to think about a dinner there. And I'm, you know, I hate to say this, at an Asian store I might go for the Cuban style items. Such, oh boy. Anyway, but extensive candy and chip section throughout Asia with different tastes. So anyway, you know where it's at. Go there, you will be impressed. I mean, Literally, you'll be impressed with this. So now we have a tomorrow. We have Championship Sunday in football. Now, it's not that, you know, you might not be a football fan, but if you're a food fan, here's a thought or two for you. Chorizo and potato tacos. I mean, this is easy. I do this about every once or twice a year. I'd say every other, you know, just every once or twice a year I do something like this. Now, if you can't find chorizo you like, you can add spices to it. But again, what I'm going to tell you is Lazy Dave, easy cooking. Remember, Lazy Dave, easy cooking. So what you're going to need for this, chorizo and potato tacos, it's going to take you about an hour, hour and a half to get through all this. But that's just, it's a lot. I'd say an hour, three quarters of it is hands-off. So go get a pound of Yukon Gold potatoes, and you're going to peel these. You cut them into half-inch chunks, and that's probably about three potatoes. You're going to need, some salt, vegetable oil. And what you're going to do is you're going to take 4 cups of water and bring it to a boil in a 12-inch nonstick skillet over high heat. Then we're going to add potatoes and maybe, say, a teaspoon of salt. Put some taste in there. We're going to reduce the heat down to minimum and cover. And we're going to cook the potatoes just under 3 to 5 minutes just to get them nice and softened. Then we're going to take them out. We're going to wipe down the skillets. And we're going to use corn tortillas with this. I like corn tortillas. A little bit better taste, I think, than the flour tortilla. Then we're going to get some oil. You know, it can be olive oil. Not olive oil. Go vegetable oil or canola oil. And then we're going to start cooking the potatoes. And we're going to cook those for about another 10 minutes. Get them a little bit softened but firm. Remove them. Then we're going to put the chorizo in there. Now, if you can't find chorizo and you want to do it with this pork, great. Then you're going to take that and you're going to put the pork in there. You're going to break it all up and you're going to add. You'll add, if you're not using chorizo, you're going to add some anko chili powder, some paprika, some coriander, some oregano, maybe a little pinch of cinnamon, a pinch of cayenne pepper, and you're going to cook it all. And when it starts, you know, looking cooked, this is what you're going to do. You're going to take a cup and a half of water, and you're going to put it in there. And you're cooking this over medium heat, and you're going to turn it up to medium high. And you're going to cook it in the water, and you're really softening this up. And you're going to cook it until the water evaporates. Then what you're going to do is you do it again. Repeat. Put the water in there. And cook it till the water evaporates. And you're going to be stirring it around, mixing it up. And then once you get that moisture out of there, you're going to put the potatoes back in. And you're going to reheat the potatoes with your chorizo or your sausage, depending on what you're doing. And you're going to get it nice and ready to go. This is going to take you, this is your, you know, about your 40 minutes, 45 minutes time frame here. And then you have your corn tortillas. And, you know, with this I like white onion, not yellow or red. I like white onion. I like cilantro, lime, and then you can put other things on there if you want. But the lime, you got to put the squeeze of lime on these things. Put on your, you know, a tablespoon or two. I'd say about three of your tablespoons of your mixture here of chorizo and potatoes. Then you put on your white onions and your wonderful cilantro. Then, hey, you want some sour cream, tomatoes, you can start adding those things, guacamole. And you have a great taco that everyone can serve themselves and you watch football with. How about that? Just a thought. Now, If you don't want to do it with chorizo, this is Lazy Dave. This is what you do. You go to Fred Meyer's. Not Fred Meyer's, I'm sorry. You go to Costco. And you get one of those $5 chickens that has been on the rotisserie. Go get the $5 rotisserie chicken. Then you take that and you pull all the meat off. And, you know, if you're doing this on Sunday, go get your ingredients on Saturday, which includes your chicken. Then you're going to take that chicken on Sunday and you're going to put in the microwave because it's going to be moist. It's going to still be moist. And it's great microwavable. Put in the microwave for about a minute. Put that on your heated tortillas. And remember, I forgot to bring up that you're going to heat these tortillas in the oven. You know, lowest setting for, you know, in a pile for about, or spread them out a little bit, for about 5 to 10 minutes. Get them warm. You're not cooking them. You're just getting them warm. They've already been cooked somewhat. And you take your Costco chicken and let people self-serve that. And you're going to tear it up a little bit more than how it comes. So, or you can do both. You know, be a great host. Give both choices. And just ponder that. So, you have chorizo and tacos or potato and chicken tacos or just chicken tacos. And you're good to go with all the other ingredients that you want to put on it. So how's that for a nice, easy championship Sunday or any night style that you want? So, but since we're talking tacos, let's take a dreamy visit to the El Dorado restaurant. It has entrances on both 3rd and 4th Avenue. On the 4th Avenue side, it's easiest to remember. It's right across the street from the Mount McKinley Bank parking lot. Shout out to Mount McKinley Bank. My first bank account, a passbook savings account, was there when I was about 8 years old. And so it's right across the street from there. And here's your secret. After about 5:30, 6 o'clock, use their parking lot, walk across the street. Mario, he used to have hot tamales. He's been in the Fairbanks restaurant scene for 35 to 40 years. But what Mario does when he cooks you your meal, it looks like a work of art. I mean, that the plating is so beautiful. And on Tuesdays, he has a selection of two tacos for the price of one. So I'm a 4-taco guy, and I get 2 tacos. I mean, I pay for 2 tacos, and I always get either a nice King Street Pilsner on tap, or, hey, I go for a really nice margarita. Just easily done. Easily done. So those are your thoughts. But the El Dorado, they have a very, very good menu. Great soups. Their pozole soup is one of my favorites, but they also have a good chicken and a good menudo soup. Menudo is the tripe. They have an extensive selection of food, and it's all good. You know, family owned and operated with Mario. You'll see his kids, cousins, relatives, friends that have been there for years. A bartender, he's been there for many years. And he is just very service oriented, very polite, very nice. You know, it's something you just have to experience, because great food, great service. And the owner, Mario, cooking for over 30 years in Fairbanks, he's the cook. He's the one who does the cooking. Well, Fairbanks, that is our show. I hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully my nasally cold is not too obtrusive to you. We will see you next week, next Saturday. You have a great day, and it's been a pleasure with this broadcast.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM, also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.